What is up, everyone? It's Doug PMTG. I played Magic today. Okay, I got really, really excited about that. But like, I've not been playing much Magic because it's all been, you know, life plans, organizing for the move to Calgary, etc. But I actually got to play some Magic today, and I'm really excited for today's episode. The only downside is I'm walking right now to Max to get a Slurpee, and I thought, you know, it'd be a nice time to go get some fresh air today, because I haven't been for a walk yet, to do the podcast, share some thoughts. But there's like swarms of mosquitoes around me, and like, I'm pretty sure they're gonna come for the bald spot on top of my head. So I gotta keep moving, I can't go slow. Hopefully this cat doesn't get too out of breath. But anyways, here we are, it's the Monday episode. Yesterday was wild, it was fun. You know, I behaved well though. We ended up at this place called Exhale, which was cool. It was like a shisha bar, but kind of small, but with loud music, lots of people dancing. It was a lot of fun. And, you know, met a girl there. It was a fun night, but you know, didn't go too crazy. Probably purchased more drinks for her than I should have, but whatever. Plus one friend, I guess, on the old list before the move. And as you can see, even though I came in hot with an intoxicated post yesterday onto the podcast, I still was pretty coherent. I listened back to it today and I liked some of the stuff I was saying. I do just want to say that when I was making the comments about Owen, I was merely trying to create a satire based on what I see on Twitter or what I see on forums or my friend groups. You know, people not respecting the four top eights. I think Owen is unbelievable. I don't really want to get into my opinions on the Hall of Fame because it's a whole big rabbit trail. I think just to summarize my position on it is, I feel like if you're an active player in any sport, you're not in the Hall of Fame. So this is something different to me, but it's valuable and it actually brings people back out of the woodworks to play that might not play. You know, someone like Kibler having an invite for life is a very good thing for Magic. So it's a whole other topic. I think that there could be a Hall of Fame, like a Magic Hall of Fame, and then a Pro Tour Hall of Fame or whatever. I know that's a bit confusing. I said I wasn't gonna go into this. Look, you got me talking about the Hall of Fame and here it comes. Anyways, I really think that Owen, you know, he deserves everything. He's fantastic. I'm a big fan. And yeah, so I just wanted to get that out of the way. Okay, well, so today, what are we going to talk about today? Today we're going to talk about a couple things. Number one, RPTQ. Some cool things are happening for me. I'll give a little update about that. Number two, we've got Magic. We played some Standard. I'm going to share some thoughts, the deck I played, and all that. And number three, what do I got for you today? I got some music. Why? Because I'm in a music mood. So let's kick this off with a song. I haven't picked it yet. I'm going to play all the three clips. Record all my three clips and then put the music in between. So you can always download Anchor itself, the native app, if you are listening to this on a different podcatcher. And if you don't want to hear the music, if you don't like the song or you don't like the segment, you can actually just swipe to the right to the next segment. It's really cool. And you can even leave me voice memos that I can maybe even use in my show. So thanks for joining me today on Monday, and let's have a good episode. Okay, so what's the first thing we're going to talk about? RPTQ. So basically, I wasn't going to be playing the RPTQ. I have this big move and I've been very busy and I don't have the finances. So, you know, I'm chilling at home. It's Saturday, it's the Pro Tour, and all of a sudden I see a slide saying Team First Strike, Doug Potter is still on the team. You know, there's no star, there's no sub. Well, that's weird. So I message Daniel Fournier, who's the captain of the team now, because I used to be the captain, and I'm like, hey, why am I still on the slide? Like, did you sub me off like was planned? And he said, if he remembers correctly, they denied the sub. And now I'm thinking, darn it, Daniel Fournier, you clearly didn't read the full email. So here's the story. First Pro Tour of the year, I was captain of the team, but after creating the team, once everything was being submitted, I got an acting gig and I was going to get to be Gru. And by the Pro Tour, I had gotten a second one and it was really cool. But what that meant is I definitely wouldn't be able to play at least two Pro Tours. It did turn out that Dominaria, I did get to RPTQ for, and maybe I could have played it in the end, but I thought I was going to miss the RPTQ because of my performance. I didn't know there were Sunday RPTQs, but I certainly couldn't have played the Pro Tour before Dominaria because I wasn't even, you know, free on a single Saturday. I was just doing performances. So Kyle Bogomis was going to sub onto the team for me. And I emailed the people I needed to get him to sub on, to get Daniel to become the new captain, and then I was hands-free from it. But I guess I missed a deadline. I had a misunderstanding. The email chain actually went back and forth quite a bit because we spoke in person at the Pro Tour where it was told to me I absolutely could sub off. And, you know, I was just trying to do the best by the team because I wanted them to have the most shot at points. So in the end, they didn't let me sub off, so I was still on, but I asked Daniel to be captain, and then I just said to Daniel, all he has to do is wait to see who's qualified for Pro Tour Dominaria. He has a deadline, but if he finds someone qualified, he can just sub me off for them and, you know, get some points for the team. That's how I left it with him. So I guess he didn't, and I guess I'm still on the team, which is really weird, but it is what it is. So here we are. Now I'm on a pro team, and I haven't looked at points, but I just instantly had a fire in my heart. I had a fire to go and try and represent the team and lock points up. And who knows, what if I won the whole tournament? Would that get us top 16? Because then that's money to my friends who I kind of feel bad that I got these two acting gigs and didn't get to be on their team and didn't get to grind for them. So if there's something I could do to give back to my team, that would be amazing. Like, oh, that would be so good. So that's kind of the RPTQ backstory. And I had a really, really cool development in the situation today, which I'll tell you about in this next segment. It's basically me taking my dreaming and making it a reality. But I'm gonna slow things down. We were a little hyped on the last song and I wanna bring it a bit slower right now to something I'm about to walk into Max. I'm gonna listen to myself. So I hope you enjoy. All right, so I don't want to get too detailed into the sponsor stuff until it's firm, but basically I'm going to just walk you through what my dream was and what I did. And so I'm real broke right now, just while I'm doing this move, the way my life's been, my job going under, I just don't have a lot of extra money until I land in Calgary. So if I had a sponsor, I would need to be paid to go to this. So I have to make it worth it for someone. I have some people who have reached out to me lots in the past to sponsor me back when I was playing and believe I can, you know, promote with a, who knows, like a vlog, maybe some articles, whatever. Maybe come make an appearance at their store. That's something I've done before. I've been brought up to stores to Gunsling or whatever, or some convention. But this is a cool one because it's a team RPTQ. So I thought to myself, what could I do? Like, how could I bring two people and you know, find some equity in this? And now I don't want to sell my spot. That to me is kind of gross. I know some people will sell spots. I'm sure they will. But I figured I'm a bronze pro. I've earned these points. I, you know, can recoup some of the costs with like the Noble Hierarchs and stuff. And this is real last minute, but are there any grinders who can just tag in and I gift them a slot and then they provide some kind of worth back? That was my original thought. So the first one is the person I've asked, and we're just waiting for all confirmations, is my friend Truman. He's a great player. He's perfect for the team. Will give us a great shot to qualify. And he also mentioned to me that he has a great camera. He's a photographer. So he might be able to take some pictures or videos that can accompany my content while we're on the trip. And that is huge for me. Not only just having a friend and a player, but you know, he wants to make it a win-win as well, right? And he can use what he has, his photo skills and his camera, and help out the team. And I can use what I have, two invites and a lot of knowledge and 8 Pro Tours worth of training to give back to him. So that's a no-brainer. And then this is what I decided to do. When I was seeking a sponsor, I said, you know, this is just an added thing on top of what I'm asking. But what if I gave you choice to pick like the best player from your group that's unqualified, but you have to give me someone good. You have to, you know, pick your person who you've seen locally just crushing it and succeeding, and you know has the chops but just needs the chance, especially if it's someone who I can help mental game wise, as well as they can maybe help me with the specifics because I've not been grinding. That's just a great partnership. So I sent the pitch, and it was returned with a phone call and multiple talks since, and things are moving forward in a big way, let's just say that. Until things get finalized, I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm really excited, and it looks like the RPTQ is going to happen, so I'm feeling pretty happy right now, and I couldn't think of a better song to play just to show you exactly how I'm feeling in this moment. I also want to say that when I went to Calgary and I played Gru in Despicable Me on the stage, I actually had to sing this song as one of my songs. So I got to belt it out, and I really hope the Anchor app has it, because they don't have every song. Otherwise, this would be a lot of build up for then the next clip me to say, sorry, I didn't have it. But anyways, I'm feeling happy. I'm feeling good. Things are looking up. So here's the song for you. All right, so let's bring it in for a landing. Not a ton to talk about here, but I actually played Magic, and I'm so excited about the Magic I played. It was so fun. I started with Kenji Samura's deck, blue-black, Scarab God times 4, 4 Glintsleeve Siphoner, 4 Gifted Aetherborn, 4 Champion of Wits. It's got Fatal Pushes, Raska's Contempts, 1 Torrential Gear Hulk, Commit to Memory, which is actually fantastic. I think it plays one of those. It's blue-black, but it's really focused on what it's doing just with all the 4-ofs. And sideboard has Deadeye Navigator, which was, oh my god, there is a literal wall of mosquitoes in front and around me. Oh, that was freaky. That was a lot of them. Anyways, so it's really focused on what it's trying to do with all the 4s. It's just like, it's exactly what it's supposed to be. It does pretty much the same thing in most matches, and it's just a really, really hyper-tuned version. Now, the question being asked is that hyper-tuned version good currently, or is that hyper-tuned version not good in this meta? And that's a question for you to answer. I started 3-0, and then in round 4 I played against Mono Red, or Red Black. It was kind of like Owen's list, I think. Sorry about that. And I lost. I played terribly. I wasted Vraska's Contempts and then got blown out by Hazoret. In the last round, I played against Black Green Vraska. I don't think I punted as severely as round 4, but I did make a lot of bad decisions. And like, there was a game where my opponent had Vraska Karn, second Vraska, but I had Ravenous Chupacabra, Torrential Gearhulk, Scarab God, and Commit to Memory, and I just never found a time to play the commit, and it ended up staying in my hand the whole game, and I was just playing Scarab Gods, and my opponent had to rip land or lose, or sorry, rip removal or lose, and was ripping removal, and you know, that was just what it was. But definitely made me really excited to test more blue-black. I love how the deck played out. It was so fun. I loved what it was trying to do, and it was just fun to be slaying, playing cards again. The Deadeye Navigator in the sideboard was, or not Navigator, sorry, Deadeye Navigator was from Pro Tour Barcelona. I had that in draft when I 3-0'd on day 2, which was like a pot of death. That was like Ben Stark, Ifro, and Raphael Levy that I beat in the opposite order. But anyways, what's it called? Deadeye Tracker, is that what it's called? The remove 2 cards from the graveyard. I played against Approach, and it was amazing because it kept them off of Ascanta flipping. And then I played against Gift, and I was able to just take out all the creatures. So the Navigator was awesome. That 2-of in the board. So was the Argo with Bloodfast, but I mean, we all know that card's dumb. Misplaced Ginger called it Diagonal's Bargain today on stream. So know a lot of people really like that card, but yeah, so that's it. Blue green, blue black. Blue green was actually the gift I played against. It was blue green gift that I played against gift of the Aetherborn. Just splashing the angel purely. You have to discard it or mill it, which is weird, but anyways. So yeah, that's my magic for today. More magic to come. As you can see, the second I got this RPTQ locked up, I instantly went into more focused playing mode, so expect more games. I'm gonna end this show with a couple of songs. If you tune out now, that's all right. You don't have to stay till the end, but I just wanna thank my sponsor for this episode, which is cardshoptillaria.com. If you go to www.cardshoptillaria.com, you'll see their prices are actually quite competitive, especially if you're in the Calgary area with the pickup option. It's perfect for Albertans as well as Canadians, as well as just anyone who might be able to snipe a good deal. And if you use the promo code DougPMTG, you're actually going to get a little bit extra of a discount, and it's going to help out all of my content creation. All the money from this sponsor is going towards stream infrastructure, you know, computers, backgrounds, etc., operating costs. So if you want to help me out, check out Card Shop Tulare, use that promo code, get yourself a few extra percent off, and you'll be helping me out. And hopefully you enjoy the music. I'm just gonna pick a couple songs because, I don't know, I'm a public transit user, and I even when I used to drive, I liked playing podcasts, but I also like listening to music. So I'm just trying to create kind of like a podcast radio station hybrid here. So anyways, until next time, we'll see you tomorrow, where I'm sure I have a lot more matches to report on.